Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Police in Northern Ireland are investigating separate serious incidents surrounding the deaths of two notorious paramilitaries. Two men are being questioned by PSNI detectives in connection with the murder of loyalist career criminal Malcolm McKeown. McKeown is one of a trio of brothers who were implicated in loyalist volunteer force activities in the Mid-Ulster area. All three were closely connected with the LVF leader Billy Wright, infamously known as King Rat. Separately, police are investigating footage which appears to show shots being fired during a funeral for former IRA member Alex Murphy. Murphy received a life sentence for the IRA killing of two British soldiers in Belfast in 1988. He was released after 10 years under the terms of the Good Friday Agreement. Suzanne Breen is the political editor with the Belfast Telegraph and she's on the line. Let's start, Suzanne, with Malcolm McKeown. Tell us something more about him.
Well, he was shot six times in a car on Monday night. He was 54 years old. He did have loyalist paramilitary connections, though they were fairly loose, and he was first and foremost a career criminal. He may have been briefly involved with the loyalist volunteer force, but really it was crime that drove him. He was granted High Court bail just last week on charges of aggravated burglary. His victim had been bound with cable ties while he ransacked the property in search of jewellery. And he was also facing separate charges of beating up his ex-girlfriend. He was heavily involved in the drugs trade. And indeed, when one County Down hotel staff tried to stamp out his cocaine dealing at weekend discos, he had their homes of 30 members of staff targeted in arson attacks. So he was a thoroughly violent person who really was liked by nobody, not even by his associates who worked closely with him.
What about the family from which he comes? I mean, it's a pretty notorious family, a number serving sentences.
It's a very notorious family. He has two brothers who were involved in paramilitary activity. His most famous brother, I suppose, or infamous brother, would be Clifford McKeown, who was convicted of the murder of Catholic taxi driver Michael McGoldrick in 1996. And that we have heard allegations that was done as basically a present to the late LVF leader Billy Wright. It was a shocking murder because it had came after the ceasefires. So the whole family, really, the McKeown family, do have connections with loyalist paramilitaries and with crime.
And at this stage, is anything more known about the motive behind his killing?
Well, there are currently two men, 28 and 30 years of age, that are being questioned by police. One of the major suspects in the murder are associates of a drug dealer called Hugh McGough. Now, Hugh McGough was a friend of Malcolm McKeown's, but in 2011, Malcolm McKeown killed him, had him killed, basically, and his wife, Jackie. And there was a row over a drugs deal, a £13,000 cannabis deal. There was fighting over it, and Hugh McGough was shot dead in his house. And when his wife Jackie heard the commotion and came downstairs, she was shot too. McKeown was charged with the double murder. His DNA was found on a bullet, but the case collapsed, and it would be associates of Hugh McGough who at the moment would be the most likely suspects for police. But McKeown had so many enemies that there will be a very long list for the PSNI to work through.
That investigation ongoing. Alex Murphy. This involves a separate investigation. But who was Alex Murphy?
Well, Alex Murphy was 61-year-old, former member of the Provisional IRA. He would have been very well known in West Belfast. And he was convicted of the murder of two army corporals, Derek Wood and David Howes, after they accidentally drove into an IRA funeral in 1988. Alex Murphy was interned when he was 15 years of age, and we heard at his funeral how gun battles involving the British Army when he was 12 had really had a big impact on him and led him to become involved in later life in the Republican movement.
He was released under the terms of the Good Friday Agreement. He has recently died. What happened at his funeral?
Well, at his funeral, he was buried by D Company, which was one of the IRA's most ruthless and well-known and active companies. And what's quite interesting is that they also buried Brendan Hughes. So there is a tradition now emerging of former IRA veterans, well-known Republicans, actually not wanting to be associated with Sinn Féin and the Provisional IRA, but choosing to go to D Company. There were paramilitary trappings at the funeral, and there were a volley of shots was fired over his coffin before the funeral. And a friend of his gave an address, Henry Reid, in which he talked about Alex Murphy's disillusionment with the provisional movement. He said that he was cast aside, he was forgotten about, and that was a shame. But it was very much his old comrades and colleagues coming together to bury him and to pay tribute to him in some ways in defiance to Sinn Féin and the Provisional IRA.
Has it become unusual now in Northern Ireland to see that type of paramilitary style funeral?
I think we have seen quite a few in the past year. We had an INLA funeral in West Belfast with trappings not so long ago, but I think Sinn Féin and the Provisional IRA are very much moving away from it. They don't particularly like it. They certainly came out quite strongly against what we saw at Alex Murphy's funeral. So I think that they are trying, the mainstream Republican movement is really trying to normalise funerals and maybe just get to a stage where it's tricolours and coffins and nothing else. But those outside the tent in the Republican, wider Republican community really aren't buying into that. And they are just determined that Republicans will be buried today the same way as they would have been buried in the 70s, 80s or 90s.
Suzanne, many thanks for your time this evening. Suzanne Breen there of the Belfast Telegraph.